Welcome back, guys, to the first episode of Infinite Weekly for Season 2 of the Infinite Lives and Games podcast. Here on Infinite Weekly, we got game reviews, we got gaming news, we got discussions, we got it all. Today's episode is going to hit home and it's going to hit personal. As we tackle the topic of rivals, and what better way to do that than to have on the show my greatest rival, my brother, Devontae Thompson, a.k.a. Crow. And that's Crow with a K. Yo, what's up, brother?
What goes on, man? Thank you. I appreciate the love and I appreciate the intro. Thanks, man.
You already know, man.
We about to get started.
It's a big topic. What better way, man?
All right. So what goes on, man? What you want to know about rivals?
We got it all for y'all. Yeah, for real. Yo, so on the serious note, everybody has that one person, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody should have that one person, as a matter of fact, as well. Because, man, how long has it been? It's been almost a decade.
It's been, what, 20? Could we say 2011? Because it started in 10 with Yugi, to be honest. I don't think it was much of a rivalry. I think it was more you showing me the ropes and how to play the game the way you play it. I caught on to some tips and tricks from you pretty early. So I think it started with Yugi, man.
You already.
I'll never forget that day. We just was talking. We walked up. We was just chilling, chatting it up from class. Walked up to the lunchroom. Didn't even realize before we knew it, we were shuffling
the decks.
We was like, wait a minute. Did we just do that without thinking?
It was autopilot. Yeah, yo. That's. We just sat down, set up, drew five.
And we were like, yo, we got our whole hand drew. We didn't even think about that.
All right, let's go. Yo, for real. I think it's important for growth. I think it's important for people to understand that having that one person that's always on the other side, your opponent, the other side of the ring, whatever it might be, you know, we take a lot from those things. We take a lot from these people. And personally, from brother to brother, I want to say thank you, because without you, I wouldn't be the man I am today. Whether it's in life, in gaming, and anything, really. Because I've learned so much from you, from facing you through Yugi, through Smash, through all of it, man.
I could definitely say the same thing. Like, there were so many things. You know what? You was like a personal person in my life that was kind of like the things that I just never wanted. Everything that I did not want to learn, it was against me. And I was just like, yo, I like this because I got to go against it, but I don't like this. I don't like you.
Yeah, for real. I took you out of that comfort zone, and that's very important too.
Yeah, yo, getting out of your comfort zone, yo. Don't get too comfortable. Always talked about that. Never get too comfortable in anything. It's hard. It's hard to get up off your feet. Gotta fucking do it.
Yeah, man.
It gives you a grind. It gives you something to fight for.
A grind, man. Yo, first off, I wanted to go in. Like, when was your first time making rivals with somebody? Somebody that you knew you wanted to beat at a certain game or in a race or whatever it was. Do you remember?
Okay, let me try to date it, like, to the beginning of, I think it was, honestly, it was Pokemon Puzzle League.
Hey, for anybody, Anybody know that game, man? Come challenge your boy.
I will smoke you. But it was definitely that game. My family used to come over. They used to play big time. And there was one person in my family. His name was Paris. And he kind of just always was. I think he's still a gamer now. I think he's more of a computer kid, but he's still a gamer. But he used to always just challenge me. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold up. I'm the gamer. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Bro, you giving me a fight? All right, let's go. And we used to just go all the time. And when I lose, I used to hate it because I had to wait till everybody got a turn.
I'm like,
it's one-on-one time.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could really express that. I was like, what, 6 or 7? So I was like, I was just tight. But that was one of the first games. And then, Smash? Smash was the next game. It wasn't really Smash 64, but it was like Melee. Mm. And then that's when I got into it with Chris. Chris was my rival for that game.
Shout out to Chris, man.
Shout out to Chris, yo. I still love that kid to death. We have rivals about everything. What, Smash, girls, anime. We used to do what, like role play fights on MySpace, yo.
Yo, for real, y'all used to write like them like scenes, right? Where y'all was fighting.
We pretty much created our characters through anime and then wrote our own scenes. And
That's dope.
Yeah, man. We used to do a whole lot of stuff. It was just fun. It was just fun to. And he used to get me into all kinds of fighting games. Blaze Blue, Street Fighter. I can't tell you how many times I got my ass kicked. And he was like, yo, there was a time I got my ass kicked 30 times. And I beat him one time. And I was just jumping for joy. And I was like, yo, that must have been amazing. So that's pretty much what it was all about. Just like coming back with something new every time.
Yo, for real. You mentioned some pretty good points, man. I mean, that one right there where you kind of meet somebody and you come back with something new to fight him with. Like, nah, I'm gonna beat you this time with this or with that.
Yeah, same thing goes for life too. Situation comes up, man, you gotta come back with something new.
Yo, absolutely, man, absolutely. You can tie it around to that comfortability thing. You gotta adapt.
What was it, Big Mo? You gotta get some momentum.
Oh man, get that momentum going, right?
Yeah, yo. Oh, damn, if I could remember the name of that book, The Compound Effect, there we go. Again, The Compound Effect. Look that book up, guys. If that, yeah, I'm telling you, that
word. Tip of the day. Go get that book.
Momentum, influence. You learn everything from that book.
Link will be in the description. I thought I'd never be saying that. But yeah, man. You know, shout outs to Chris again. You know, I really appreciate him because he brought that energy when we first started. Well, my first rival was actually my little brother because in the family I was just I was the gamer. But then I faced him one-on-one in a melee match, funny enough, in Smash, and he beat me. I was like, yo, face me one-on-one. He was like, oh, okay. God damn, I don't know how many times I've mentioned this kid on this podcast show, but damn, man. So he beats me, and yo, honest to God, man, it was one of the most humbling experiences of my life because I went to the bathroom. I almost started crying, bro.
Oh man, yo, I couldn't imagine the big brother losing.
I was shaking. I was like, yo, how could I lose? And it was, I picked Mario, he picked Yoshi.
Some eggs.
With the egg in me, he was just spiking me. I was like, what the fuck is happening? But you know, that was one of those first moments where I was like, I gotta beat this kid. I gotta adapt. I gotta get stronger.
You have to level up.
Yeah, man. And then after that, that's when I went to high school. And, you know, I'm a little salty of the fact that I lost to my brother, but I'm like, I ain't going to lose to nobody here.
Yeah, man.
You know, so.
I felt that.
That game club room, man. And I was scoping the scene out.
Yeah, yo. Go ahead. Tell me about it. You was there first. About it. How was it at first?
It was chilled. It was casual in a sense, but like people were getting hyped up. That's what got me intrigued. You know how when you go to that group of people, everybody's hyped up, everybody's talking, like, oh, you can't stay away from that.
He's like, what's going on over here?
Yeah, what's going on? I sat there. I was just watching everybody play. I was like,
this is doodle. No, they about to get scooped up. Wrap up your controller and go home.
Yeah, school. Wrap it up. And I don't remember when you came into this scene. I just remember kind of just looking at everybody. But I hadn't like seen you play yet. Or maybe I did, but I don't really remember.
I watched you play. I watched you watch them play. And I was like, I'm watching him, watching them play. And I'm like, all right, he's getting serious at the end. Okay. Okay, okay, okay. So I'm going to play the same way. And we ended up fighting. I'm like, all right, get crazy.
Yeah, right at the end. Yo, that's funny.
Wait a minute. Okay, he's actually fighting. What the heck? He was like, we got to run that back. And then I think that's what we, like, I'm not sure if the time was up. Nah, we played for a little bit.
We did.
I think the first game we played, we played all four. I lost because Kevin was like bothering me.
Yeah, was he playing Meta Knight or something like that?
No, Shout outs to Kevin too. Shout outs to Kevin and
all the people at the game club, yo.
2010, yo. Kevin was playing DDD and Dijon was playing Meta Knight. But he was annoying me. And then the next game I got in, we both had two stocks. And we were scrapping. Yes, let's go. Yep. I'm not sure who won the match, though, between us two in that first one. I think you won.
I did. And then, you know, we had to wait our turn because everybody was taking turns again. And I, sat back down. I was like, all right, I'm done here.
I don't know. I don't know, like, how we ended up talking about it, though. You know?
I guess we just, like, you know, we kind of established it, and I remember seeing you. Oh, that's what happens. It's like I remember seeing you in the lunchroom, and I was like, "Oh, you that Sonic?" And then you was doing something with the Yugi's, and that's when I came up to you. I was like, "Yo, because I needed that last $2, the dollars for that Sonic Riders."
The card.
Yeah,
it was a spellcaster, magician, Valkyrie.
Magician's Valkyrie. Yep.
Okay, and I sold you the card. You got the ZG.
Yup, that's right, man. Good times. That was the start of it. That game, that whole transaction, I think really like took us off. Because then after that, you know, we started talking about Smash, talking about Yugi, and then we Sonic. From there, Sonic.
What's this stage?
Spagonia, right?
Speedruns.
How many speedruns did we compete in?
we competed for seconds.
Seconds.
For any runners or any racers, y'all know what it's like for seconds.
That shit is everything.
We was just sitting there. Yeah, we wasn't really necessarily running our feet, but our minds was racing for seconds. This was all. That was the only thing on our minds. Was the seconds. So that's when the rivalry started. Actually, we started talking about everything. So it was like, what Falco? I was like, Fox. It's like, let's just get it. He's like, what Mario? Luigi, stop playing.
Yeah.
Let's go. He was like, Ashley Tisdale. I'm like, come on.
yo. Anybody. If you're listening to this, man, it's the age-old question. Ashley Tisdale or Brenda Song?
That's like, yo, when you're 2011, like, what, 15, 16?
Yeah, we talking Sweet Life of Zack and Cody era. Like,
oh, man, she was pretty.
They were both pretty.
What? They were both pretty.
Yeah, we just kept going on with everything, and I felt like it really strengthened us, not only with our friendship, but, like, outside of life, too. Because I would take those mentalities and I would apply them to life, too. I would go somewhere else and be like, nah, I gotta try something else. I gotta be better. What am I doing wrong? And I feel like, you know, most people, either they see that they have a rival, but they don't really, like, acknowledge it. You know, they don't really, like, take advantage of it. And I feel like
I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think?
Well, you always say don't sleep, but that has to come from somewhere. You know firsthand, don't sleep on me. So.
Yo.
You know, I never had nobody really sleep on me. Chris was the person that was always, like, ready to fight. He was like, oh, you got some fight in you. It was, it was like, oh, so you still want to dance. it was never, I'm better than you. He kind of just established it through the game. He's like, you want to go again? So it was just it was always a motivation to fight. But then when I was fighting you, we went through some emotions. It was music and everything and battles and like challenges to get over. Like, losing hurts.
Yo.
It's just, I don't know. Like, back then, video games was a big thing, I guess, for competitiveness. If in our age, I guess, if you wasn't a kid into sports, you was a kid into computers or games.
Facts, that's what we're coming out.
And so for the passive ones, I guess, we was into the games, and it was just like mind over matter. It was like prove yourself through like what you can do in a calm mindset.
That's a good point, man.
We wasn't like out there, but we was passionate and ambitious, and we had to show you we can do this. Like, it's a weird way to look at it, but it's what we had to do.
Absolutely, man. I was gonna ask, what was your biggest takeaways from any of your rivalries or some of the biggest life lessons?
Everything compiled into meeting you and your little brother. Because literally, that just five just let me exploit this first. Just fucking stay on your toes. Just do what you have to do. Just look at everything that's going on. Just pay attention. Just, you got into this situation to be in this situation. So now that you're in this situation, what you going to do about it, you know?
Hell yeah.
Going in on that shit.
Let's go.
That phrase is serious if you really paying attention to it. And everybody has to do it. Everybody has to do it. So what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Just fight.
Just fight.
That one's for you, Jinsu. Shout out to y'all. Because truth be told, Diaz family, the whole Diaz family fight.
Yeah, for real.
No, nothing about not getting crazy. So many memories, man. I love y'all.
Nah, we love you too, man. That's what it's about. Also, too, all the love and compassion you can get out of it. And the people you meet.
The connections. Double back and shout out to Jonathan. I heard. I appreciate it. Fuck Jet the Hulk.
He heard it.
Yeah. So, yeah, the connections is crazy. And they end up lasting a lifetime. Like, you don't forget a single connection. I don't think you should.
Yeah, man. You never know. You never know what life brings you. What circle you'll go in, you'll run into somebody.
Mm-hmm. How good somebody has it, or how down somebody is, or like in high school, I don't know. I think it's important to keep that space open. We was like a family for a long, like, I don't know.
A lot of us, yeah.
Yeah. Like, when we were in it, we were in it. We were family.
Holding hands, you know, like, I got your back, bro.
Matter what.
Shout out to the HSCT family.
Shout out to HSCT. Subscribe.
Absolutely, man. Because I can't even count the countless memories I've had of facing off against people. And over the years, obviously, we've developed new rivalries with different people. And I can literally place them in a timeline, like, this is when I was in college. This was when I was in high school. This is when I was doing that and doing this. But what sticks out the most is those rivalries, is those things that I was going through with these people, learning and growing. And, of course, through Smash. We always used to say Smash is life. I wouldn't be the person I am today, not only for you, but through all these memories and all these people that I've faced off against. You know, shouts out to Jefferson, Wolf. Shouts out to Dre.
Shout out to Dre too, yo. That guy. Shout out to Jeff too, yo. He rivalries just make you bring some energy.
Yo, it makes you
not forget, and you want to do better, and you just, it's like, dang, yo, what week? What? Not doing it. Not having it.
I want you to mention some animes too. I don't know if you got anyone in your pocket.
Animes. Well, I'm gonna start off for me personally, Pokemon, because I remember one time I went to summer school, I was summer camp, and everybody had, like, Pokemon toys and Pokemon lunch boxes. I'm like, yo, what's Pokemon? And he was like, you don't know what Pokemon is? Get out of here. Yo, people are evil. Oh, you scared them on bussy ass.
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, cool. That's fine. So I learned everything I needed to learn about Pokemon, and then I was watching the show. And he used to go back and forth, and I'm like, dang, I wanna fight somebody at Pokemon. So then I got the Pokemon games, and I think again, Chris was my first rival. We used to play Pokemon together, actually.
Damn,
we learned so much about Pokemon. Yeah, Chris still to this day. I mean, we don't talk much, but that guy is still my little dog. I don't care.
Yeah, man.
Hope he feels the same way.
I'm sure he does, man. You, like we was talking about, you can never forget those things. Never forget the battles, the memories, learning.
Yeah, man. So Pokemon, and then Dragon Ball Z, obviously.
Oh, you know.
Watching Goku do his thing. It was more so a thing that I watched with my dad. It didn't really involve rivals much. Then the games came out.
Budokai, yo, all the Dragon Ball Z's, Tenkaichi, dang.
The freaking 007, Perfect Dark.
Yo.
Duty Kong, Mario Kart, let's see, let's go.
Oh, man.
Street Fighter.
Tekken. Yo, Sonic Adventure 2, man. See you on those stages.
I'll see you on Final Rush. Let's go.
Yo, for real. I wanted to go into Goku and Vegeta and how when you're young, you're kind of on Goku's side.
I think that became like a mantra for us in that, or something to live by.
When you're young, you know, you definitely are on that Goku side because he's the hero. He's the, he's the main character. Slowly you start to realize that, like, yo, I'm more like this other guy. I'm more like doing it my way. Always climbing. Yeah. Always, like, trying. You know?
Yeah. Everything seems to just be hard for some reason.
And a lot of us can relate to that, to it being hard. Why does high school have to be so hard? Why does life at home have to be so hard?
I'll tell you why school had to be so hard. Can anybody picture doing a freaking 9-to-5 for 12 years in an office? No?
Yeah.
Man, that's what school is like.
For real, man. We can have a whole podcast.
I want to see that.
Have a whole other episode on that.
I don't want to be in no dang office. Everybody want to do what they want to do. So why would I freaking want to be in school for freaking... All right. Yeah, that's another episode.
But yeah, you know, then you start to realize that you're more like Vegeta. You're more like the guy that's trying, that doesn't have it all out, but like he's going to do it his way. He's going to struggle through it because we're all in our own struggles.
Word. It's like, it seems like there's just, and that's another thing. You seem to just look around you. There's just somebody doing it better. It's freaking frustrating, man.
Like, absolutely.
Life story is just, seems like somebody is always just, grass is just always greener. It's not always the case.
Yo.
But always facts. Feels that way.
It always feels that way. And that's another great point, because you're right. You don't know what's going on behind the scene with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, deep down inside, they could be struggling. They could be going through their own things. And that's, it's such a good point, because you don't want to compare yourself. I know as humans, we all do it. I do it. You do it. Person listening to it does it. We all compare ourselves. But it's like we're all in our own lane. We're all in our own pace. That's what you got to remember.
It's what you go through that puts you on your own level. So everybody goes through things that they go through in their own heads. So can't necessarily compare because they're able to handle certain things that you're not able to handle. You just say, not your lane. Nothing about being like jumping into that lane to see if you can fight in it. That's more than fun. If you're not where you're at in your own lane, then I don't think you should be jumping anywhere.
For real. Matter of fact, that's probably the biggest lessons that I learned in this rivalry, because I used to think that my way was the only way. And then I started to like play you in different things. And you were always just doing it your way. And I couldn't understand why you played Sonic that way. Why did you pick this character? You know, because I was always the guy that's like, no, Mario's my character and that's it. And I was like, yo, like, why is this guy always trying different characters? That's why he can't beat me. That's why he's whack. Right? I mean, and then...
Yeah, well, let me tell you, Jason was the one who made me start trying characters when he beat me up. I was like, oh, wait, Sonic's not working. I'm beating with Ice Climbers.
No. Ice Climbers is busted, bro. No. Not to take it from you.
I mean, I had to do something. Nothing was working against that kid.
But yeah, you know, and you was in your own lane. I stayed in my lane. Matter of fact, I used to eat my words all the time because you would come back and you would beat me and I'd be like, yo, why am I losing to this guy? But I was so worried about you. Like, once I stopped doing that, I became better. I started to run faster, do better, because I wasn't so focused on you. I was focused on me. What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? How can I navigate that so that I could be him?
Maniac D thing.
Oh, man.
So crazy on that, but it was just like a little bit something that it was a little bit of an energy, and it was a bit of a beast, and he became a savage. He implemented it really well into his gameplay, and he saw the results, and he was like, yeah, man, I can be a savage.
I can do this.
Through that, I got destroyed 19 times in a row.
Damn, man. I'll never forget.
Crazy. He evolved, I guess, is what you would say.
No, absolutely.
When you feel like you can't do nothing, the only thing you have to do is something. So he did something.
But it's the same thing with you too, man. You
I was getting ready to say it forced me to evolve.
Oh man, there it is.
it forced a bit of a beast within me too. So and then so much is so we I think we understood that energy then and embedded it into like our calm selves. We were happy with the results and we were just appreciative of like the energy, and we didn't use it as such a negative light. We just kind of incorporated that and understood it.
I think
D is that's what it was. It wasn't so much an alter ego, but it was like it was that darkness that everybody has in them. Just enjoy it a little bit because everybody deserves to be a little bit selfish.
Oh, without a doubt,
selfishness is important. If you don't take some time from people, like take time from you. like you have every right because hey.
What do you think about it nowadays?
I feel like kids don't. It's not that we don't. They don't have what we have. They just appreciate what they have. I really feel like they're missing out. I think they will learn eventually what they feel like they're missing out on.
Yeah,
because they do as they please. But then like you're gonna be solo. And then it's going to be like, where's the connections? You're connecting with yourselves, which is amazing. You know, I feel like kids are. It's important for a kid to be able to connect with themselves.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Shout outs to all the young kids who are.
Yeah, the next generation, man.
Yeah, stay connected with good people.
Absolutely, I can't stress that enough. The memories you might create. I mean, Brawl was definitely a pivotal game. Super Smash Bros. Brawl, because that's what it all stems from.
It was the game.
And I hope people find that game or that thing that they themselves had with their rivals or their group of people that they would play with and they wanted to get better with too, because that's the game that you should cherish. Maybe even go back to and play it a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think for us, what cemented it even more was the fact that it was Mario and Sonic, because we both love those characters. Like, I love Mario.
Yeah.
Like, what? You kind of grew up on Mario, so you know Mario. Everybody knows Mario. Come on, Mario.
Mario.
But Mario was always in the game, and I was just that. I was a person that I was always going to try something new no matter what. So when Sonic came out, I was like, psh. And so, like, I saw the Mario, and, like, he's not even known. He's about to get destroyed. His rival, like that was my mentality about it the whole thing too, because I'm like, I'm Sonic, he's Mario, and I just gonna have to prove to him that, you know, Sonic is top dog. And so I'm pretty confident that you was like, what, Sonic beat Mario? That's not about to happen.
No way.
So let's get it. And Mario and Sonic, and everybody was watching.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody watching the Mario Sonic fight. Everybody wanted to pick a side. It wasn't necessarily like they were thinking about it, but it was Mario and Sonic.
Yeah, that's what's also crazy about it.
Everybody was enjoying the show. And so it was always cool to be in the room, get ready to set up and just fight you.
You're getting everything ready. But you know, at the back of your head, I'm coming for him.
In the back of my head, it was like, I respect this man. This man can fight, yo. And I wouldn't want nobody else here on my team. I already knew. I was like, damn, if we do doubles, it has to be us. Like, we have to for a tournament. That's when I knew. I was like, all right, I have to go. I have to fight him all the time. I have to study him up because he's the one. That was like, yo, can I come over?
Oh, man. Hours. And you bring up the other good point, too, you know, about respect. You start to respect people. You start to respect your relationship with this person.
It was very older brotherish, man. I'm glad to have you in my life. I always wanted an older brother. I was like,
yeah, man. I mean, I respected you so much that, you know, we got into that tussle, that whole fight thing. And you started to like love what we had going. Like, yo, this is my brother. I gotta help him because I was going through shit. I was angry.
And I guess I didn't know that. For anybody who knows now, I'm a big astrology head. So you had some talk a little bit about it. Some Taurus energy in you, and that had a lot to play in my family. So you was focused. I knew then you were focused. Like, I just couldn't tell. And I was like, so focused on his path and so focused on his energy, but he don't know this kid right here. I got you, bro. You good. You my rival. You my bro.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know, but anime taught me a lot about having a close relationship with friends. To be honest, a lot of my situations was me being solo by myself. So everything that I watched was everything I learned my experiences from. So Naruto was something big for me. Anime was really big for me. Naruto and Sasuke's relationship was really big for me. He was just, he had nobody. And he came up with his crew. So shout outs to the kid. Get it. I don't give a fuck. Naruto was a goat. And he showed me how to be real with your friends. Be real with your friends.
Hell yeah, man.
Come down in situations where they just think they down and out and they don't see no light. You just take your little iPhone and flash a little bit of the sun in their eye. They're like, oh, what's that? Then you just stick out your hand and like, oh, a helping hand. Holy shit, didn't see it coming.
That's so people big too.
People need that. I don't know how many times you did that for me, so.
And you never know.
You never know. That situation in the park, I felt like I had to. I felt like nobody was going to do that for you.
I was so into myself, you know, like I didn't know, even for myself during those days, I didn't know why I was so angry. I'm still trying to figure it out. But being the good person that you are, you know, you just, I got you, bro. And I really hope that a lot of people also feel that way too. Whether it is with brother, your best friend, your family, I hope you always have that person in your corner. Because I don't know how many times I've said this, but we can't do it alone.
Life is too hard to do it alone. Life is too hard to do it alone. So just make sure you just got people. Just make sure you have connections. I don't know. I think rivals. I think we should rename this connection. It's important to have connections.
That's what it's about.
Yeah,
it's the connections.
Yeah. Don't burn your bridges. Make sure you pay attention to what's important to you. People's feelings are important. I can't say that enough. Try to validate your friends' feelings as much as possible because they're there for you. So when you piss them off, they have every right to just go the fuck off the handle. And they don't pay attention to that.
I mean, they also have every right to smack the shit out of you. Like, yo, wake up.
Word. The ones that are just sitting there watching you, pay attention to those. Those are the people that are just sitting there appreciating you, watching you being dumbass.
Make sure to reach out to those people that you have connections with. Make sure to reach out to that rival, that person that's always got your back. Because just because they were rivals, just because you was on the other side of the ring, don't mean that you guys weren't growing together, that you guys weren't shaping up. You know, that whole time, while you may be against each other, you're growing. And that's too important.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I wanted to know, you know, if you have any last words for anybody out there, you know, with connections, with rivalries.
There's so many people that I love in this, and I always appreciate everybody that's ever met has helped me in some shape, way, or form. I couldn't be here without any of y'all. Rivalries, bro, to the end, my brother.
On Final Destination, Battlefield.
Battlefield.
Yeah, man. All the games.
It builds strong rivalries and strong brotherhoods.
I really want to leave people with the fact that, you know, go play some of your old games. Go reach out to people that you used to fight. Say, give them a thank you. Think about your rival. Hit them up again. Go play. Go put it on Street Fighter 2, Mortal Kombat, Tekken. Go race in Mario Kart, or, you know, watch that old anime. You know, man. And really, really just digest it. Really think about all the lessons you learned with these people and all these friends and these groups that you hung out with that you wanted to beat. I guarantee you, you probably wouldn't be the person you are today without these people, without those lessons. And like I said, man, I appreciate you. Truly. Love you.
Love you too, fam. You already know.
And I'm going to end it there. We out. Gotcha. If you guys want to be a part of the Infinite Lives of Game podcast, you can reach me, you can DM me, you can FaceTime me, whatever it is. We want you on the show. We want to talk about anything, any video games, any topics, anything related to life. This is what this podcast is about. These are what these episodes are about. You can find me across all social media platforms at infinitelivesandgames.com, except the Twitch, which is twitch.tv/SethInfinite. Once again, brother, thank you. I appreciate you. And hope to see you guys on the next episode. One last thing, I just want to leave you guys with this. Guys, want to help and support the podcast, please. Link will be in the description. We got to bring out more episodes. We got to bring out more people. Part of the donations will be going out to a special charity sometime soon in the future, and to help the podcast grow. So I really appreciate you guys. Once again, brother, thank you. And as always, I want you guys to stay healthy, stay safe, and of course, stay infinite.